Topic 3. Using information obtained from a trial and error effort, as a subject to write about, and or as evidence to support the statements you wrote. The information obtained from a trial and error effort can be used for writing a topic on how to obtain a specific goal. This information can sometimes be used to support the validity of the statements in a document, in a way that is similar to experimental evidence. The trial and error process can be thought of as a series of experiments that are focused on obtaining a specific goal. Just like a series of experiments, the trial and error process can provide information. Even trials that produced negative results, as well as entire trial and error efforts that failed, might provide useful information, such as what to avoid when attempting to obtain a specific goal. However, it is important to understand the similarities and differences of information obtained from the trial and error process, and data obtained from experimentation. This is explained in the following subtopic. Subtopic: the similarities and differences of information obtained from the trial and error effort, compared with information obtained from experimentation. The trial and error process can be thought of as a series of experiments that are focused on obtaining a specific goal. Just like a series of experiments, the trial and error process can provide information. In the following paragraphs, the similarities and differences of experimentation and the trial and error process are discussed. Experimentation provides information, such as whether a hypothesis is valid or not. Experiments can also provide information on what will happen when a set of actions are carried out, with a set of components, under a specific set of conditions. For example, if 20 grams of sodium metal is placed in a container with 1 liter of water, at 20 degrees Celsius, what will happen? With this example, the blue type indicates the components. The red type indicates the actions, and the green type indicates the conditions. The answer to the yellow highlighted question is the experimental results, which is as follows: a portion of the water will react with the sodium, and it will decompose and release hydrogen gas. The oxygen from the water will oxidize the sodium. The product that results will instantaneously react with the water, producing sodium hydroxide. The water will become alkaline, because sodium hydroxide is a base that easily dissolves in water. I did not have to carry out the experiment described above, because the results are obvious. These experimental results can easily be reproduced by anyone that is knowledgeable in chemistry. This is important, because experimental results are only considered valid if they can be reproduced by other individuals. This is assuming they have the training and equipment to carry out the experiment. The underlined words above represent a major difference between an experiment and a trial and error effort. This is an important distinction. Unlike experimental results, the results of a trial and error effort may or may not be reproducible by others. When a trial and error effort involves high levels of human achievement, it is less likely that it will be reproducible by others. The results of a trial and error effort are sometimes influenced by innate potential. For example, an Olympic athlete that won a gold medal and broke a world record most likely used at least some trial and error in their training program. Very few, if any, people following an identical trial and error effort would have the innate ability to duplicate these results. In addition, the motivation of the individual, the time they have available, and their financial resources can affect the outcome of a trial and error effort that involves human achievement. Their physical and social environments can result in dynamics that reinforce or interferes with achievement. The habits of the individual, and their knowledge, skills, education, and training, and previous achievements, are probably the most important factors that can affect the outcome of a trial and error effort that involves human achievement. Because of the factors mentioned above, it is unlikely that the results of a trial and error effort involving human achievement can be duplicated by others, in the same way that experimental results can be replicated. However, efforts of this nature can sometimes be approximated by others. This is especially the case if they have similar skills and abilities that relate to the goal in question. However, when a trial and error effort involves simple tasks, skills that most people can develop, and systems in the hard sciences, it is more likely to be reproducible by others. The results of trial and error efforts in this category can sometimes be confirmed experimentally, and these results might be useful to support the validity of statements in a document. Subtopic: using the results of trial and error efforts to write articles that relate to goal attainment. Keep in mind that almost all goals that involve human achievement usually involve at least some trial and error. To write articles that involve the trial and error process and/or any type of goal attainment, gather information about people that obtained a specific goal. This information can be attained by interviews or discussions carried out face-to-face or over the telephone. Alternatively, send out a series of questions in an email, fax, and/or letter, with a series of questions that relate to the specific goal. Another alternative is to collect information about famous people that obtained a specific goal by searching the web. Obtaining information on how people failed to obtain a specific goal can also be useful for a writing project. The way people succeed and the way people fail might result in a good article showing how to succeed at a specific type of goal attainment. There are certain limitations with the ideas presented in the previous two paragraphs. As already stated, the results of a trial and error effort are not likely to be the same for everyone. In addition, you may not obtain all the relevant information from interviews, because when people use the trial and error process, they may not be aware of all of the strategies that they use to obtain their goals. For example, if you asked people how they succeeded in business, or became rich, and/or famous, they might mention a few common sense strategies that most people use in daily life, such as hard work and persistence. Common sense strategies probably are involved with almost any type of successful goal attainment. However, other strategies and/or factors are almost certainly involved with individuals that obtained extraordinary levels of success. You can probably improve the quality of the information you obtained from your interviews, emails, faxes, letters, or research, if you create a list of questions, such as the following. How many months or years did you invest to achieve this goal? How many hours a day on the average did you study or practice to obtain this goal? What strategies, techniques, equipment, and/or materials did you use to obtain this goal? Did you have special skills, training, or abilities that helped you obtain this goal? How much money did you spend to achieve this goal? Did your formal education help you obtain this goal? Did you make any errors while attempting to obtain this goal? If so, what are the errors, and how can other people avoid these mistakes? Did you obtain any assistance to obtain the goal? Who helped you the most with this goal? What type of assistance did they provide? Some examples of topics involving goal attainment and trial and error presented below. Educational goals, such as how people successfully obtained and/or failed to obtain a college degree, a master's degree, or a PhD, or trade school training. How people obtained and/or failed to obtain technical and/or scientific skills, such as skills that involve computer technology, computer programming, mathematics, physics, chemistry, electronics, etc. How people developed, and/or failed to develop, a career in a specific field, such as in art, photography, engineering, physics, mathematics, chemistry, or any other type of employment. How people started a successful business, and/or how people failed in business. There is a large amount of information on the web that relate to this topic, such as the people that started Google, Microsoft, Facebook, MySpace, and Yahoo. However, their strategies might not be relevant to the average reader. Additional and supporting information for Topic 2, from web-based articles. Learning Theory versus Trial Error Approach, by Cyprian Rusu. Psychology: The Basics of Trial and Error Learning with Examples. The Use of Trial and Error to Solve Problems. Trial and Error, Narratial Science. The Effective Learning Method of Trial and Error, The Use of Trial and Error. More about Trial and Error Learning in the Classroom. Thorndike's theory of connectionism / trial and error learning. How dogs learn by trial and error home. To really learn, fail, then fail again. That error in trial and error learning can be the ticket to learning well, by Susan Moran. Trial and error eyes how progress is made. The use of trial and error to solve problems. 10 factors that contribute to the success of a business. What are the factors that lead to success? 11 surprising factors that determine your success in school. What are the factors that lead to failure? Success factors for college students. Trial and Error, The Gritty 21st Century Skill, by Paula Golden. Accounts, Formulations and Goal Attainment Strategies in Service Encounters, by Christine Lacabucci. 12 Strategies for Achieving Your Goals from the book Willpower, by Aaron Dolan. How Toddlers Learn Through Trial and Error, WOM Editorial. Additional and supporting information for Topic 1, from web-based videos. YouTube search pages, trial and error close quote. Factoring trinomials using trial and error. How to solve an equation using the trial and improvement method to one decimal place. Math problem solving strategies, trial and error, by F. Hughes. Approximate a square root to 2 decimal places using trial and error. Trial and error learning, VCE psychology. If you want to go to Chapter 20 of this ebook, left-click on the following link. www.techfortext.com web link.